Hard X-ray irradiation potentially drives negative AGN feedback by altering molecular gas properties, by Taiki Kawamuro et al. To investigate the role of active galactic nucleus, AGN, X-ray irradiation on the interstellar medium, ISM, we systematically analyzed Chandra and ALMA CO, J equals 2 to 1, data for 26 ultra-hard X-ray, greater than 10 keV, selected AGNs at redshifts below 0.05. While Chandra unveils the distribution of X-ray irradiated gas via Faye-K alpha emission, the CO, J equals 2 to 1, observations reveal that of cold molecular gas. At high resolutions less M1 arcsec, we derive Faye-K alpha and CO, J equals 2 to 1, maps for the nuclear 2 arcsec region, and for the external annular region of 2 arcsec 4 arcsec, where 2 arcsec is approximate light-year 100-600% for most of our AGNs. First, focusing on the external regions, we find the Faye-K alpha emission for 6 AGNs above 2 sigma. Their large equivalent widths, GTR SIM 1 keV, suggest a fluorescent process as their origin. Moreover, by comparing 6 to 7 keV, 3 to 6 keV ratio, as a proxy of Faye-K alpha, and CO, J equals 2 to 1, images for 3 AGNs with the highest significant Faye-K alpha detections, we find a possible spatial separation. These suggest the presence of X-ray irradiated ISM and the change in the ISM properties. Next, examining the nuclear regions, we find that, 1, the 20 to 50 keV luminosity increases with the CO, J equals 2 to 1, luminosity. 2, the ratio of CO, J equals 2 to 1, to HCN, J equals 1 to 0, luminosities increases with 20 to 50 keV luminosity, suggesting a decrease in the dense gas fraction with X-ray luminosity. 3, the Faye-K alpha to X-ray continuum luminosity ratio decreases with the molecular gas mass. This may be explained by a negative AGN feedback scenario. The mass accretion rate increases with gas mass, and simultaneously, the AGN evaporates a portion of the gas, which possibly affects star formation. This was hard X-ray irradiation potentially drives negative AGN feedback by altering molecular gas properties, by Taiki Kawamuro et al.